You're listening to SBS News.
Julie Lee is a football-crazy 14-year-old who's been playing football more than half her life. Her father, Hyun Lee, is an executive for Samsung, and that's meant a globe-trotting life for him, his wife and two daughters. Julie Lee explains.
I was 1 year old, the capital, and so I moved to Singapore when I was two, and then I lived there for, I think, 7 years, and then I moved to the Philippines and then came to Australia.
The Lee family has been in Sydney for 4 years, but that stay comes to an end of the next school term. Mr. Lee's work with Samsung will see the family returning to Seoul. That means Julie will have to say goodbye to the friends she's made here in Australia, but she says she's ready to return to her birthplace.
I'm a little bit sad, but I think I'll come here as holidays and I'll get to keep in touch with them while I'm in Korea. So I'm a bit sad, but I'm kind of keen to moving to Korea too.
She's determined to keep playing football, and according to her coach at school in Sydney, she's always been a talented player. Cameron Morrissey is sportsmaster at the Presbyterian Ladies College.
When she first came, she was, I guess, turning heads a little bit with her technical dribbling ability from that sort of age, and just how to do things which a lot of kids of a similar age sort of weren't quite up to just yet.
Julie's parents have always been happy to let her play football, whereas many other Korean families prioritise academic studies over athletic endeavours. Julie says she's been more than able to handle the pressures of both.
Yes, because the training days, I only have to train once a week and I have one game. I've got enough time to just do my homework and study after school.
When she returns to Seoul with her family, she is expecting to attend an international school rather than a traditional Korean school.
I think I'm going to go to an international school, so it's easier for me because they speak English there and they've got teachers from all around the world.
And once there, she fully intends to get behind South Korea's Women's World Cup campaign in France. Matt Kennellan, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.